We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Bengals running back Joe Mixon is nursing a low-grade ankle sprain and is considered week to week. The Bengals coaching staff hasn't ruled Mixon out for week 5, but at this point it looks like the workhorse running back will be forced to spend some time on the sideline. Coach Zach Taylor said after Thursday's win over the Jaguars, he believed Mixon's injury to be minor, so if the team estimates he could return after only missing one or two games, a stint on the IR might be avoided. The Bears do not plan to offer an update on the health of David Montgomery until after Wednesday's first official practice of the week. Early reports are optimistic Montgomery has avoided a torn ACL, instead suggesting he suffered a hyperextended left knee during Sunday's divisional win over the Lions. However, the standout running back is still undergoing medical testing. Backup Damian Williams also picked up a thigh bruise during Sunday's win, though the injury may not keep him from suiting up at Las Vegas in Week 5, while rookie Khalil Herbert is suddenly the only back on the depth chart at full health. Will Fuller suffered a broken finger in Sunday's loss to the Colts and is considered week-to-week. Fuller dealt with a chest and elbow injury ahead of Sunday's Week 4 contest, but he's now dealing with a finger injury that could force him to miss additional time. If the 27-year-old is sidelined, Albert Wilson will likely be in line for increased work alongside Devontae Parker and Jaylen Waddle. DJ Chark has been placed on the injured reserve. Chark's placement on the IR was expected since the receiver is expected to miss the remainder of the 2021 campaign due to a fractured left ankle that he sustained in Thursday's loss to the Bengals. In the NBA, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr said Sunday that Andrew Wiggins has been vaccinated and will be eligible to play in all games this season. In MLB news, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said Sunday that it's very unlikely that Max Muncy will appear in Wednesday's NL wildcard game. Muncy is undergoing additional tests after he exited Sunday's regular season finale with a left elbow injury, although the severity of the issue isn't yet known. Even though he likely won't be available for Wednesday's winner-take-all contest against the Cardinals, Roberts is slightly more optimistic that the infielder could return if the Dodgers advance to the NLDS, but called him unlikely to appear in the best-of-five series. Red Sox manager Alex Cora said after Sunday's game that he isn't sure whether J.D. Martinez will be available for Tuesday's AL wildcard game against the Yankees. Martinez sustained a sprained ankle while running to the outfield in Sunday's win over the Nationals, and he was replaced by a pinch hitter in the top of the sixth inning. The 34-year-old will be evaluated Monday to determine his status for Tuesday's winner-take-all contest. Tonight we have Monday Night Football with the Chargers hosting the Raiders. The Chargers didn't exactly go into the 2021 season as conference favorites, but there was a good amount of excitement around him and the hiring of head coach Brandon Staley and the sophomore year of Justin Herbert, following his brilliant 2020 rookie season. 3 games in, that excitement appears to be well-founded, to the point that the Chargers are legitimate Super Bowl contenders for the first time. What's really shocking, though, is the Raiders and their 3-0 record on the year. Propelled by a strong start from Derek Carr and their best defense in many years, the Raiders are a legitimately intimidating team at the moment. The spread, Chargers -3, acknowledges this, though the expectations generally remain high for the Chargers. The over-under rests at 51.5 in what should be a hard-fought game for whoever ends up winning. Justin Herbert is arguably the biggest star in the game, if not the momentum of his excellent rookie year, then on the highly impressive Week 3 upset over Kansas City at Arrowhead that he pulled off. Herbert's strong production is buttressed by his high usage volume, with the Chargers averaging around 40 pass attempts per game at this point in 2021. With details like that assured, Herbert has a considerably high floor and high ceiling, both in basically any matchup, this one included. On the other side, Derek Carr posted a strong fantasy production in each of Las Vegas' three games this season, all of them against what should be above-average pass defenses. Perhaps he's ascended to the category of quarterback where a bad matchup doesn't mean much, but the Chargers are definitely a challenge for him. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.